Simon Tov Mem Zion and Siv Zion. We had two Mishaburas to finish off on Siv Zion. So we're holding Mishaburas with Cotton Pei Zion.
Tov Mem Zion.
Siv Cotton Pei Zion. Okay. So you said the scenario over here again was the case was that they cut they cut this item with this these unripe grapes with a knife of chametz before Pesach. So when it comes to Pesach ready, you have to mark not to eat them because maybe the knife wasn't clean. It's a chametz tikkun knife, and maybe there were some chametz on there. But we said, however, if that thing now got mixed up with something else, into a tavshul, so then you're not mechiv dimach. Pesach, and I feel in the tzar, I feel the pachos of the shishim, even though the tavshul got mixed was less than shishim, peches ein loch misafik. Because we don't know there was any chametz. There was just maybe, since it was possibly, it wasn't clean, so maybe there was some chametz there. So you're all dealing with the chashash. But maybe, so once it's mixed into something else, we don't have to mark what the Ramah said. The Lech Hashem Yesh Perer Alasak, and maybe there was a crumb on the knife. Then it attached itself to the grape which you cut. And then this thing now got mixed in, and it's a problem. Even though we don't assume that the knife is clean. There wasn't definitely chametz there. So the item that you cut were with the minigas rimach. But once it mixes into something else, see, even though there isn't shishim keneged the grape, but you're worried about a mashu of chametz, so maybe there's a little crumb there, so that's a mashu, that's on the rabbanon, so you're not mechulei makrim, you don't know that exists. As they say, even in the case of the mixture, you should be machmer. Because he assumes that when we say stam sakin in anoki, it's not just that we don't know that it's, we know that it's dirty. So we have to assume there's something there. Unless you know that before you cut with that knife, you cleaned off the knife well. You washed it off. Okay. So what do we do? We have some meruba. In the case of a large loss, or this is what was necessary to use for the simplest yomtiv, you can be made. Because of chayorim, the sakinim shechaytul by lechem b'midino yseinu, do a shenima by perirei chametz. The knives used to cut bread, it's not just a possibility that there was crumbs attached to it, but there's definitely crumbs attached to the knife. Can I feel a tarubus also imloy itich was a sakim b'kadosh? So if you didn't wash out the knife, cut the grapes, mix the grapes into something else, we have to assume the body there was chametz there, and it's going to be us. Okay. Person was careful not to use a knife which had been used before when he cut the zesim. Zesim have a halacha of a davar chorif, something sharp. So even if it wouldn't be a ben yomo, the flavor we say when you cut a davar chorif with a knife, so the combination of the charifas plus the pressure takes flavor out of the knife into the olive. A and B, even if the flavor is an older flavor, it's a stale flavor, the bechor refreshes the flavor. So if the knife had been anything other than a new knife, you would have a problem of a potential flavor of chametz being put into the olive. But it was a new knife, so we're not worried about the problem of any flavor going from the knife into the olives. I feel a loy nizaru mi lekavsha b'kedera chadosha, but now when he went to soak them, know, grind them. He did not pick specifically a new pot. The pot was a chomasnicker pot. So what's the law? Im ein bas yomai mitaris lekuliyam. If the pot was not a bas ben yomai, it had to be used in 24 hours. The olives are mut to use on paste. So the mishnah, what's this? Why is this? Pay test. So besakin chadasha. So no knife. Only besakin shechatu boy hazaisim. If the knife which he used to cut these olives, if it would then snoin or botzel radishes or onions, who yashin? It's an older, it's a used one. Yashin meaning it's old, it's used. Feel who knock, even though it's clean on the outside. Better been yomer beblius chavetz. It has not been used for 24 hours. For hot, because chametz, you know, again, bli only goes in through heat. So he cut a hot lashon kogel. So that would absorb the flavor, so right out of the oven. But it's been more than 24 hours, and it's clean. Even though this took place before Pesach, usher, it would be a problem. Since it's sharp, so we said that it takes the flavor out through the sharpness, through the pressure. So even though he's cutting it, it's cold. It's cutting the olives cold. That's okay. I mean, or that would absorb flavor. And B, it'll refresh the flavor. The canal, like you said before. So then, that's why we need a new knife. But this problem that we say olives are considered sharp, and therefore they have a power to absorb and refresh the flavor from the knife. That's talking about that the olives have not been soaked yet for the process of soaking them. Because they're still sharp, so the sharpness to them. Well, if you'll the Akash and Ikbashu in his Kamsu, alternatively, it would be a problem if the case where you would put them to soak and they become sour, vinegary like, that they've started to absorb the flavor from the brine. Shows Mikri Gamke Dover Chorif. So it's a Dover Chorif, not because of the original flavor of the aloes, because of the fact that it's a vegetable which has been covered in the brine, so it has the power of the brine. He soaked them in water already, and then he cut them, but they haven't totally absorbed all the flavor. So even if you do kvisha in water, but if it sits there for long enough, the whole thing becomes like a powerful type of mixture. Your pickled olives. That didn't happen yet. So also make the recharif. The maim about the charifos, because the water takes away the sharpness of the olives, and the idea that it's been soaked and absorbed the flavor hasn't happened yet. So then cutting it with a knife is not a problem, because the olives are considered sharp. A person made pickle juice before Pesach, or olive juice before Pesach, olive water. He soaked the olives in water. Even the knife which he used to cut the olives was the Ben Yom of Hat Chometz. He cut them and put them in, it's all before Pesach, he put them in this container. So now it has real Chometz flavor in it. And now it's sitting in the water. And it became this Kvisha before Pesach. The luck is, you're allowed to drink them in Pesach. As long as you strained it, because it means if there's any actual crumbs of Chometz, the straining is removed. The flavor which is there the flavor is both of Hashisha. So the flavor is both of Hashisha. And when we saw before, when the flavor is both of Hashisha in liquid before Pesach, we don't say when Pesach comes that the Bittul becomes reversed and it's a problem. Buy a Yavish for Yavish, becomes Pesach, and say, I'm sorry, I don't care, but there's an actual particle there. That particle now is also. But dealing with liquid, you deal with flavors, we didn't, then we don't, that's not a problem.
So once we were talking about Shabbos and Sukkis, you have Israel Mafra and Sukkis, and they're
okay now.
Right, so this is after the straining? It's there, Chomet Shabbat, and this is after the straining? I'm assuming some Chomet got through the strainer?
Sorry, what?
When it says strain it, you have to strain the juice.
Right.
And then it says, "This bela chametz behen b'shishim kodem pesach." So the chametz behen, this is in what? In the May 18.
Right. You soaked zaysim in water. We say that if there's any actual particle of chametz has been strained out. Any flavor of chametz is both of a shisha.
Right. You said chametz. So that's not talking about actual chametz. That's the flavor.
Some of the flavor. Okay. Now, then he has like this. Let's say when he's bashal zaysim cut him a pesah. If they were cooked before pesah, kama zaysim atzim and chayzim liyos and matarim. Okay, a little bit complicated a little over here. Before Pesach, the bitlos and shir bitlos a flavor is b'shish. So, if theoretically, the flavor which goes into the olive would be spread beyond that olive into the other olives, into the other liquid there, etc. So we call it b'shish. The problem is there's no reason why flavor is just each olive stays. The flavor goes, cut that olive. The flavor goes from the knife into the olive. There's not shishim connected to the knife. We don't know how much is in the knife. So we assume that the amount of the whole area which contacted the olive had flavor in it, and that flavor went to the olive. There's not shishim in the olive. You know, let's get an olive like this, you know, connected that knife. So the olive is awesome. Can I say the following? Okay, now I take the olives and I cook them in water. So when you cook them, the flavor moves. So any flavor which is in that of chametz, which is in this olive, now spreads out equally throughout the rest of the pot, and the reshishim connect that flavor. So do we say that or not? So this is me Mechalikus Achronim. By Kvisha we don't say that because Kvisha doesn't have a power once the flavor is in to take the flavor out, but Bishul does have a power to take the flavor out. So the first opinion he says is that it's mutter. The Bishul Niflin Atami calls Ayis Me'echa the Chaberet. The flavor comes out. Each olive allows the flavor out to be spread out amongst all the other olives plus the liquid which is there. And now all of the flavor of the knife, the chametz in the knife, will be both of a shisha. Some say no, that's not true, it's going to be awesome. If you know it was naki, so you're not dealing with actual intact article of chametz, particle of chametz, you're dealing with flavor. So in a situation where there's a potential for mania simply zumptive, you can be made. Now what's this argument? argument about. So, there's two phrases which you come up when you learn Karadeya, Mrs. Hashem. Right? There's two very, very famous and very important phrases. One is what's called Tatiha Nasus Nevelu, which is the item itself becomes prohibited. So if I have an item of heter, it absorbs flavor of iser. So we don't just look at it as if it's an item of heter with some flavor of iser in it. The item itself becomes prohibited. That's one. Then there's another phrase which is called efsel sochli oser, which is we don't assume there's an ability to take a flavor out totally. Efsel sochli, possible to squeeze it out, oser is oser. Which means we don't rely on the fact that you can take out all of the flavor. Now over here we seem to be saying after the sochli mutter, and we seem to be saying chaticha is not nasas nevelu. According to the first opinion, we're saying no. We don't look at the whole olive as an item of iser. Just there's olive, which is heter, with some chametz of iser in it. So now you spread the flavor out amongst all the olives. So all of the olives which are really heter will be mavatel the flavor of the iser. So we don't look at, we don't take chaticha nasas nevelu over here. That the chaticha itself becomes prohibited, and we don't say after, we say after the sochli mutter. It's possible to squeeze it out as it were, to take out the flavor and spread it out. You know, it doesn't, shouldn't remain totally in this item. So what's that all about? So second opinion says, I'm sorry, this doesn't work. We're seeking nasa nevela, after the sochli oser, that's it. What's that the first opinion? There is an opinion which says that there's a lock of Efshel Lasotah. Okay, start with that. The rice is only by Basim B'chol. The verse says it in the context of if a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, there isn't shishim on the meat. Connect to the milk. So that meat becomes also its Basim B'chol. Now that piece of meat falls into a different pot, and there's not 60 times that piece of meat, but there's 60 times the amount of milk. So we should say, you know what? Listen, the Holy Spirit must have a call. But there's 60 times the amount of milk that totally nullifies the milk, so there's no possible call because there ain't no call. We don't say that. We say when the milk and the meat mixed, it became a new item called possible call. That's the issue of the Torah, a combination of the two. That's what this is. And now this is an issue of the Torah. It needs 16 times. They won't come both. You see the times in the piece. That's called chatiha. Nasis the veil. Chatiha is what becomes prohibited. That's the rice. The boss of the is not the boss of the call. This was the combination. All other isurim, chatiha nasis the veil is the rabbon. Actually, Mechalik is what you say by all the isurim. We possibly do. But if you do, even if you do say the throw upon it, there's a big piece of heter that can meet, and a little bit of kazer got mixed in. So it's kazer. Is the whole thing kazer? No, there's a piece of heter meat with some kazer flavor in it. So the kazer flavor is also meat of hot. We don't want to remark here, it's all one thing. Now, we can argue that that's only true that we give the whole item the halacha of what it absorbed, if what it absorbed was this. We absorb chametz before Pesach, which is this case over here. Can you call it, will absorb, it isn't absorbed Isser, because chametz isn't Isser yet. So it absorbed Heter. So the first opinion says in that situation we don't say Chatila Nasas in the veil. We say that there is an item being over here being the olives with chametz flavor in it. We don't make the whole olive chametz. Now we have to. So we call it Hetera ball that absorbed this Heter, not as this. Now, you remember we discussed earlier in the center the halacha of not burnout. And we said, look, in regards to not burnout, we say when it goes in, when it goes from the comments into the wall of the pot, into the new one, you take that out, keep it out, clean pot, mix it, if you cook the nails now, whatever goes from the wall into the iron, it's not burnout. We did differentiate in Allah and say, not for the Tera, and not for the Yisur. Not for the Yisur is also. There's no Hetter, not for the Yisur. It's only Hetter by Hetera. We said, Chav is the guy that Allah has a Dinah Yisur, not a Dinah Hetera. Even though that makes him more base. So the Rambam says, even though with regards to that Allah, we give a Dinah Yisur, the guy is Allah who give a Dinah Hetera. Now, how does that magic work? Why? What's the difference? It's very simple. Just the idea behind number not was that the item isn't possible to call it. It's milk. It's not prohibited. There's nothing wrong with milk. Milk isn't the problem. So what? Now you're going to take this reduced flavor, the secondary flavor, and that has to generate the issue of Bosa B'chol. You know, Nabrinat doesn't generate Bosa B'chol. But we hear, I don't have to generate anything, it's Chomets. The Pesach comes, Chomets is us. I'm not generating anything new. The idea behind Yisur of Bola, the reason why it's the number not, because it went in as Yisur. It comes out as Yisur. The idea of number not of Hetera is by milk. Milk isn't the problem. It's the problem. The milk now created Yisur when it beats the meat. Since it's a secondary flavor, it's not significant enough to create an Yisur. Over here, it's not creating anything. So over here, Chomets also, I'm not creating anything. It's Chomets already. And Chomets comes based if it's Yisur. So not bring up, but Chomets will be wrong. So the chametz flavor would go from the chametz into the wall, clean out the pot, put something else, now cooked potatoes in there. The flavor goes from the wall to the potatoes. These potatoes have chametz, have bona fide chametz flavor in them. Now comes pesach and they're awesome. That's what we want with every pasta, it's considered yisura bona. But there got to be this halacha over here, which this is a halacha that there's a new din that the whole potato becomes chametz. That new din is when the whole potato becomes Isser, it absorbs Tazer, the whole potato is Tazer. That's the Isser, we say, since you're dealing with an actual bonus, a Isser, item of Isser, the Chazar Masak, and the whole item becomes awesome. We can't do the whole item becomes awesome, it's not awesome either. You tell me the whole item becomes homage, why should I say that? So God, this is a look, we didn't give it a dinner, it's terrible. Since God, we come to see the last of the day. Now we have the second issue, can it squeeze out? So, like in the scenario which they deal with in Halacha, there is a Shita in Yeridea, which was discussed in this idea, the case where milk got absorbed into an item. Not into balls of a pot, into a food stuff. There wasn't shishim in the food stuff to be about to the milk. And now that item, so the drop of milk fell on a plate. So not enough, the potato's not large enough to go out to the milk. Now that potato falls into a pot of meat. So there is a sheet that Yaradei would say, potato isn't milk in there. Is it all milk? It has a drop of milk in it. So now when that potato falls into the pot of meat, if there's 60 times more meat than there is the milk, that drop of milk comes out, spreads out through the whole thing, the shishim in his book. Right, so that's the first opinion that says over here. We'll send them over to the Gabi Kol.
He said there was one sheet that like that. Isn't that how it should be? What's the contention on that? Why would you think differently? Really? There's nothing. There's a piece of potato with a little bit of milk in it. That's not absurd.
Right. So now,
what's the half a minute for it to be different than what you
so,
said?
So good question. So on that. The Machmirim over here say, I'll give you that by milk. Fine. Because again, milk has to generate a problem. But the Chometz, even though it's not Isser yet, I don't have to generate anything. So there's that cool that we say that we don't look at the milk that's lodged in the potato. And therefore, I don't care how much we add anymore on the potato, it's going to have a problem here. This potato has milk lodged in it, it has meat flavor coming in, and this potato is possible to I don't say that. I say, no, you know what? The flavor totally leaves, spreads out evenly from between the potato and everything else. That cooler is only when I'm dealing with milk, which milk flour is the item which is the Isser. The Isser is boss of the cola. And okay, good. So what happens? The milk joins the meat. It joins the meat. It joins the shish. Over here, the chomus is in my potato. Or in my olive over here. That's the word. natural circle, we can assume that all the flavor goes out. Once you assume that, any amount remains, mashu is also made from Eichel. So I count to my olive on my Pesach, I can't eat this olive. There's actual codes in this. So I don't say, no, all the flavor left it and spread out evenly amongst everything else. It was both the machine for Pesach and it was nothing. So I don't say after the circle, I want to earth, except by the case of Rosh Hashanah, not by Al Misu. That's what the Machmir is. Yeah. You missed a lot of your
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. Kate Sadi. After this, just take a look on your day at the Okay, so he said, okay, the knife was a brand new knife. So he took care of the knife. Now he takes the olives and he soaks them in a pot. So as he said, the pot was not a ben yarmah of chametz, you're okay. Because this is where the flavor which comes out from the pot into the olives through soaking, which for 24 hours of soaking it absorbs flavor, but it's time with gum. Now, Mr. Morris, one second. We hold by Dover Chorif, if gum doesn't apply. Since you put water in, the water weakens the sharpness of the olives.
How long does that take?
Well, the simple answer is
24 hours.
Kvisha takes 24 hours to start absorbing flavor. So, by the time 24 hours comes, we say the water is weakened, the olives enough, it's not going to make a difference. So I don't know how long it is takes, but definitely 24 hours, it's not going to work.
So you think it might even be less than that?
Might be less than that.
But 24 hours should do it.
24 hours for sure is good, right? Now, however, spray ads on the other end, okay, that's very nice. We said that the Maisa, so the olives have a window of opportunity. They set out as a corner when you're covered with them, and the water then weakens them. And as the water evaporates out and they sit there and they soak, the opposite becomes true. They become a Dover Chorif again. And we can get this, you know, the pickled olive is a problem. Says, so we need that you got your pickled olive out of the. Oh, it's like a clean before that apple. Otherwise, now it's a sharp item, which will absorb, take the flavor of chometz in the pot, and refresh it and make it awesome. Rock meaning we require shal yishu shal b'kli chometz man rav. It shouldn't stay in the chometz in a clean a long time. She is chometz that it's starting to ferment in it. Or, you know, brine in it, vinegary it, and those cars are not the car, becomes scarf again. Now the absorbed flavor of the plea goes into the olives and is refreshed by the sharpness of the olives. So before that happens, you're going to take it out of the chometz and put it into a clean basin. Shartin has a question. We know that once it becomes sharp, it refreshes the flavor. So he put his olives in this container, which was not a vineyard, right? Or is that whatever else? Now it's not a vineyard. It absorbs flavor from the walls, but it's a bad flavor. Fine, but it's absorbed. Now he takes that out of the chometz, puts it into a clean basin, and it sits there for another 15 days, and becomes this really sharp pickled olive flavor. So why doesn't that sharpness. Now turn around and say that, but what absorbed in here is flavor from the original pot, which is good, but it's absorbed in this mixture. Now we should turn around and refresh that flavor in the mixture. So forget about what absorbed. I put in a clean paste, that wasn't helping. But there's absorbed pulgum flavor in it, which now is refreshed, and it becomes sharp. So Sharzina asked that question. So the sharpness of the brine now should turn that flavor into the shrub. So that's not a kashi. He says, because there's a chakak and the chakak and the chakak. Kim is a shabashas, ikar kabolas, tama vitila. Oh, you said tam lifka. So how you always do it. When it absorbed it, it wasn't the tam lifka. The shrub. The reason is the curve may calculate. The ability for the sharpness to refresh it doesn't work later on. It's only when it originally absorbs. After people got him the Yoredei, but Fakla called the word. He questions that a lot. Chavis Das, or Pien Tua, Skimmer and Rechel Yagam, Kumashi Chotim, Pesach Chumas, and Sagi Lobi Yoredei Anshin. They agree with this idea of the Chagakim, that the idea of changing from stale to fresh has to happen at the original moment of this absorption. It can't happen later on. So it sits over here, when it is the Chagakim, it remains the Chagakim. Okay. Shabur points out this halacha that we see the water weakens the olives back in the Shabur. Four lines at the bottom. There's the line. V'dafka shakashamayim hoyu yoyser mezesim. It was more water than olives. Halav hachi, had the opposite been true. Nishir azesim becharifusa. The Taz says that the definition of the Rechorim will be defined by the majority item of the food. So I take something which is the Rechorim and mix it with other things. This is the Tzavit, but not the majority. So there's more olives and there's water, you're back to square one. Okay, so the Mishnah. Vehine, we didn't recover Mash on the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be the case. If a Kedera Shinosu Bozei, Sibahoyus, Bas, Yoima, Bidias, and Fomis, says that if, since the pot wasn't the Ben Yoima, we're good. But it says it has to be put into a pot which is not a Ben Yoima. So we're just going to ask the question. Let's do our math. We've had it before. Let's say the pot was a Ben Yoima. Kavish Kavush will take 24 hours. So the time this Kavisha starts getting into look like Bishol, it's been more than 24 hours since they've been absorbed the Chavis of flavor. It only starts absorbing the Chavis flavor from the wall into the pot when it's Kavush. So meanwhile, it's just sitting on the wall, 24 hours have passed, and now the stomach says, oh, I'm ready to absorb flavor. I'm Kavush now. I'm ready to absorb flavor. Yeah, but I'm Pogum, the wall says. So what do you care that you put into a pot which is Pogum? And when you start with, sure, the pot wasn't Pogum to start with. By the time it absorbs flavor, it's Pogum. Okay. The chametz absorbed in the clean, he cooked luxury this morning, and then he puts these olives in after, cleans it out totally, thoroughly, he puts olives in. It's mashma sermazesim lachum apesim. Im shalva sechem yes leis. The novel's kavish bereft of a bushel. We say it's kavish, and therefore it's kavish of a bushel and absorbs the flavor. One second. V'haf the bishar, the bishar should nasu kavish. When does it consider kavish? Achem yes leis. Pranasa bliya shibusachal kli lifgam. Kavish of a bishar. So why should we mark over here? So even though the water is weakening the chalitis, now which we're going to be machmer, that if we went into a pot of binyoymoy, we're going to be machmer and say that the sharpness of that, either we're not going to the sharpness of the lot of the before it became an binyoymoy. Even became an Yomo, and the shark was more refreshing. So that much in the case, so he started with a pot which was polished from Yomo already. We're not going to be making them say that's not a problem. Not that much. We're not going to.
Why would you want it? Why would you think that it would? And it's a ben yama, so it's nice and tamed shpah, so it absorbs the flavor. Why would you think that it should be okay?
Kosh kibbutz will take 24 hours.
Okay, so what? So you're saying
the first 24 hours doesn't absorb any flavor.
You're saying the first 24 hours doesn't absorb any flavor.
Because it only absorbs because it absorbs through heat.
Or
and we say kosh kibbutz, it's like heat. But it's only been soaked for 24 hours.
Okay.
So
you're saying by the time that 24-hour period ends, it's not nice and time to shop anymore.
Right.
So what's so taco? Why do you say that?
She says since we're dealing with olives, olives are double quarters. See, even though we're being made, because we say, well, there's water there, which is weakening the kibbutz. But that much we're going to be machmer in the case. It's turned out as a binyan.
Because it's going to, when it comes, when the flavor finally comes in, it's going to turn.
A little bit of kibbutz. So if the pot's turned out as not a binyan, we're not going to be machmer. So you know what? Listen, if the water weakens the flavor, power of the olives, it's going, when it's a kibbutz, it's a binyan, don't worry about it. But that which we're not going to be making. That's how the Shulchan Aruch presents.
But technically, it should make no difference, really. Because you're saying it'll take 24 hours for the flavor to come out, so now clearly that the flavor that's coming out is bad flavor anyway. So there should be no difference if it's an old pot or a new pot based on what you're saying. I mean, other than you're just saying you want to be machmir, but that's saying, but there's no, is there any logic? I mean, there's no real clear logic behind it. Okay.
When we add the airstream,
I don't mind if there's no logic, as long as I know that there's no logic. I don't have to.
You don't want to feel you're missing something.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, I'm saying, what am I missing here in the logic? Exactly.
I think because the order was the gold we mounted, which is a Benjamin Mama Shabbos, relying on the fact that it's going to, by the time everything will be good, you're not going to be mounted. Like, you know, you have no right to go put it in the which is a Benjamin Mama Shabbos, relying on the fact that it works out, it will be corded.
Yeah.
Maybe it will be a corded. So you shouldn't have done that. In case it went to a Mama, it's not a Benjamin Mama.
Yeah.
So, Mikra did it's not a corded, so by that point in time, so you're good. So he says, okay, so in this situation, so what happened? You cut the knife with a brand new knife, then you soaked him in a chometzik and not ben yomo kleis. Comes Pesach, everybody else you can eat the olives. The kliyam. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, the Mishmur should point out that that's not true. It's not the kliyam. Why? Because it means we're relying on what? The flavor of the chometz in this food is a pug of the flavor. We're saying Dutch and Talmud Gam of chometz flavor is mutter and Pesach. Well, that's got a machlokes. Hinei, which brought Sadi Aleph, the fiam of word, the commandment sif yod, the hagor, the Ramah brings that there's some people which are machmir on nusin tam lifkam. Don't a machmir on nusin tam lifkam the pesach. So, if the flavor goes in before Pesach, pogum, and before Pesach, you remove it from that kli to something else, so it's no longer absorbing new pogum flavor, will be making. If it happens on Pesach, it goes in pogum, we're not going to be mounted. Even though it goes in pogum. So according to that, it comes out like this: Emahat Elim Kain Silkon Me'akli Chometz Kadam Halai LeBeir Reves. It has to be removed from the Chometz Kli, because otherwise it's going. I mean, it's not all the flavor goes in immediately. It's sitting there, the flavor is transferring and transferring and transferring as long as it sits there. This flavor transferring. So this flavor now going from this Kli, which is Eder Ben Yoyim, into the Alps on Pesach. But because the Talmud going in on Pesach, which is not much according to our minute. So the solution would be to remove it from the Kli Chometz before Pesach. Now, Mishmur throws in the word of Hirkanim Alayla. We saw this before. Even though Erev Pesach Chometz is Osir, the same way the Chumrah of Masher doesn't start till nighttime, before Pesach, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Chometz is Balta Mashish. Pesach Chometz is not Balta Mashish. So similarly, the Chumrah of Nosa Tam Lifgam on Erev Pesach is still Mutter. Once Pesach itself arrives, the nightfall, then the Talmud Gam is also. But Erev Pesach in the afternoon, the Talmud Gam, if it went in then, that would be what? Okay. That was Sif Tes. Yavesh for Yavesh. We spoke about this before. There's two types of bittul. The bittul is called bittul meroiv. There's bittul b'shisha. Bittul meroiv mineraisa. The Torah says if an item gets mixed into something which is a greater amount than it, it becomes mutter. Bittul meroiv. Shishim is dealing with it. There's an issue of flavor. So okay, the item itself is bottom, but there's flavor of Isser, which is absorbed into your head. So we assume by most things, more or less from Pusik, that most items, except for something which is made like a spice, something which is made to flavor, if there's 60 times greater in the absorbing material over the what's being absorbed, the flavor becomes insignificant. So the issue wasn't the item, the issue was the flavor. There's no flavor, but it's both the mashish. It says usually referred to the law as yavash and yavash and lach balach. Lach balach means it all mixes together. Yavash and yavash means you have two, you have dry items. So there's no flavor issue over there, not discussing flavor. You're discussing that the items, there's items here and they're both. So yavash and yavash, abba gav the bishar isurim chad b'shei baltos. Even though my other isurim chad b'shei baltos, it means that I have three pieces of beef. Exact same cut. Two are where the animal was kosher, one animal was treif. Three pieces of beef. A rib steak. Exact same rib steak, everything looks exactly the same. There's three of them, you can't tell which one's which. Two of them are kosher, one of them is a treif. There was a treif in the lungs. You say, what that means, Lamaisa. You could definitely see. We're not within a bit of the right. What would happen? So listen, I have a suffocate somewhere, I can't eat anything. Suffocate with the rice. Check the rice. No problem. Both of the right. Eat the first piece. Eat the second piece. Eat the third piece. I definitely eat this. So Rosh says, yeah, but the rice, you can do this. Both of the right. The Isra is both, no problem. The Rashba says no. Mirai, you can't do that. One person cannot eat all three pieces. He says because he understands the halacha of bittul meroiv is not really bittul meroiv, it's more just like it's like the basar meroiv. So I can't eat all three basachas, it says Bishurna. Because if I eat all three basachas, I'm definitely eating Isra. If I'm eating one at a time, I can say, well, I said to the person, that was from the right. I go basar meroiv, check from the right. That's it. Second one. Third one, I say, oh, no. I'm eating this. No. This was probably one I ate before. This is the half. And I eat this. Right? So, Mikra, that I can eat all three, one after the other. But the Ibn Basakh, I can't eat all three. The Rosh says, no, I can eat all three because there's within a bit of a rhyme. It nullifies. applies the Yisrael. Rashi said there's no dinner vittel right, there's dinner bustle right. You follow the majority. So each piece as you take it, you say it came from the majority. But I can't eat all of them together. But by Shari Sir, there's a dinner Chavashe Botel, however that means, according to Rashi, according to the Rosh. That's why all these serve. Chavashe Matzah, fill up Elif Botel. So remember, their items, they used to bake their chametz and their matzah looking fairly similar. You couldn't tell the difference. We had this before, this idea. So I definitely have one item of chametz mixed into many items of matzah. Loibot. You feel about Loibot. Okay. Well, now we'll see two reasons why that's so. We do not create the chumrah of chametz more than other yisurim. Now, if I cook up the Mishabur should talk about. There's two reasons why we should be machmer. The first opinion is machmer. One is we're going to give a yavish for yavish. We saw before already that by lach it's a mashu. So we're going to be machmer by yavish for yavish, like a gzera to lach b'lach. Remember lach b'lach is rabbana. The mashu of chametz gets mixed into this big mixture over here of the liquid. Your eyes is bald. Rabbana is not. We're going to not get the bread between the lach b'lach and yavish for yavish. The second reason is. It's a din of Dabar Sheshla Matirin. Dabar Sheshla Matirin means an item which right now should be bottled. If I wait a little bit of time or I do something, it'll become heter. So Chazal said, why should we allow you to rely on bittel and eat it now? Consuming the iser, wait a little bit, it'll become heter. So your base is a fry case, right? So we have one egg which has so over there that egg is always the bios. But let's say I have a situation where an egg which is born on yom, based on the yom, this looks on yom. After yom, we'll be able to eat. So now that egg gets mixed with other eggs. Okay. So what's the problem? It's bottle. Yeah, but if I wait 5 hours till yom is over, I don't need to rely on bittul. I just eat it. It'll all be mutter. So if it's an architect, let's base on bittul. Let's wait till the night. So let's wait till after Pesach. Now, however, the person would say that if I have an item which will be this cow kale, by the time this man heter comes, not only this cow kale, it's not Dabar Sheshla Matirin. I have no way to eat it by heter, because by the time that the heter comes, it'll be this cow kale. So if I'm dealing with something which would deteriorate and become inedible by the time Pesach is over, there'll be no Dabar Sheshla Matirin. But if something which would remain then, say, how can we bottle? It's Dabar Sheshla Matirin. So Shalom, what's shot in the Asharm? The Sharma said, no, it's no problem. So the guy with the first issue that we're machmer, yavish or yavish, like a lach b'lach. He says, I don't think that's true. That's fine. That was a special chumra made by Pesach. We disagree. But there's a second problem, it's Dabar Sheshla Matirin. So the Shach in Yeridea talks about it. And he sends over here to the Mugger, over here and talks about it. And the Shabur, after Kokrach, talks about it also. Let's hold it here. We'll see what Shabur's tomorrow position.
Why is it coming? Because the mutter after Pesach. It's coming to Shavuot after Pesach.
Well, not necessarily.